grasp God's unique perspective for the world and humankind. The beginning of Genesis is divided into three sections. First, Genesis 1 through 25. God prepares earth for humans, like arranging the baby room before its arrival. At the end of each day, and in the middle of the sixth day, we see, and God saw that it was good. Second section, Genesis 1, 26 through 31. Humans created in God's own image. We see it was very good. And third, Genesis 2, verses 1 through 3. The seventh day Sabbath, God rested and humans rested. But remember, they had just been created, hadn't worked, so why rest? To show human dominion over the first section, earth and living things. And God taught them that they were under Him, their creator and teacher. Creation Week reveals the beginning and ending of God's plan. Study Genesis 1, Reason 16. First, Genesis starts with the earth without form, void, and darkness everywhere. Second, transformation. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Yahweh uses His Spirit power to create light, water, land, animals, and His ultimate purpose, humans. And third, the week ends with the seventh day of rest. At unlockbiblemeaning.com, check the meaning of rest in Strong's Concordance. The last weekly day symbolizes ceasing of void. Without form is replaced by lack or absence of suffering. Darkness becomes stillness and rest. The end of God's plan is putting away, ridding the world of chaos and confusion. It's restoring celebration. It shall be reached in God's time. Genesis 1 plunges Bible readers into two distinct types of created living beings. It is a funnel, starting wide, heaven and earth, then converging on fauna, first type of beings, and finally pinpointing humans, the second type of beings. All animals carry the description, after his or their kind. It is repeated 10 times. And in verse 25, God made the beast after his kind, and cattle after their kind, everything that creeps after his kind. Then, a radical break in the context. Verse 26, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, similar to after their kind. The former, animal kind, is good, but the latter, God kind, humankind, is very good. Meditate on this vital distinction. The rest of the Bible focuses on the story of humankind. Discover God's makeup, His pure male and female nature. In Genesis 1, God created humans in His own image. Male and female created He them. God is the perfect combination of male and female qualities. Men and women can be compassionate and ferocious, opposite qualities, but the tendency associates female compassion and male ferocity. In the Bible, we see the same sinless God dying for our sins, the most compassionate act ever, also destroying all humanity during the flood, considered ferocious and inhumane. The point is, God knows how and when to precisely dose compassion and ferocity. We humans, in His image, male and female, must learn the balanced mastery of both. That's the reason a male and female couple complete each other. Genesis reveals the key spiritual characters of the Bible story. Let's get it right. We must coherently answer the following questions. Why is God, Elohim, in the seven-day creation week, solely mentioned 34 times in Genesis 1 and 2? Why does the plural Elohim always take a singular verb? Why is our, plural, image likeness, used twice in Genesis 1, verse 26? Why is Yahweh Elohim solely used 11 times in the narrative of the creation of the man and woman in Genesis 2? Some theologians say there are two authors for Genesis 1 and 2, but all scripture is given by inspiration of God, 2 Timothy 3. Genesis gives clues to the answer. Be fruitful and multiply, plural. Man and woman shall be one flesh, singular. Genesis reveals the extreme contrast of human composition. Genesis 2 verse 7, the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and blew into his nostrils the breath of life. First, dust, the lowliest material on earth, useless waste. Second, breath, in Hebrew, neshama. Job 33, the breath, neshama, of the Almighty, a spiritual element, has given me life. God transferred an integral part of himself, his own spirit, his neshama, to each human. Humans are a combination of dust, the lowest of low, and neshama, the highest of high. We should study Genesis first to understand our composition and why. Neshama is vital to fulfill the mission God gives us on earth. The vicious villain, the ugly third character in the Bible story. Study Genesis first. It introduces good God, bad dust humans, and the ugly serpent. Revelation 12:9 reveals the essential details. And the great dragon, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceives the whole world, was cast out into the earth. Note the names of this indignant character, dragon, devil, and Satan. Study the meanings at unlockbiblemeaning.com. It deceives not the minority nor the majority, but the whole world. In Genesis 1, without form, void, and darkness, describe the serpent and the result of its wicked work. Click the link below to see why a good God allows an ugly serpent into the Garden of Eden to deceive all dust humans.